It's possible there are several things that are holding your voice back, keeping you from really putting your voice out there, saying what you need to say, revealing who you really are. But there's one specifically that is absolutely keeping you paralyzed and keeping you from getting to the next level of success with your voice. Today, I'm going to share that number one thing that's holding your voice back. I think you're going to like this episode, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you. Now, I've got just a couple of announcements and a couple of things I want to talk about before I dive into today's episode. We'll just take me just very quick. Today, we're going to talk about the number one thing that is holding your voice back. Now, in typical Tracy fashion, you know, I'm going to give you more things than one that are holding you back vocally, but I am going to tell you, I'm going to talk about the major issue. But very quickly, make sure if you want to join my live training coming up in September, go over to captivatetheroom.com/September, and you can sign up for the free online training. I've got two time options for you since I know I've got people all over the world. And then coming, if you're in LA or if you're in New York City and you want to work with me live, make sure you check out the tabs under the work with me. I'll be doing workshops in both of those cities in October. And next week, next episode, I'm going to draw the winner of the free session with me. So if you wanted to leave a review on iTunes to be considered for that, go ahead and get that done because it takes a couple of days for them to post them. Okay, number one thing holding your voice back, and I've done episodes on this, but I don't know if I've ever put it in this perspective for you. Your perception of what we're perceiving, how we're perceiving you. Your perception of how you think you're sounding and doing, and your perception of what you think we're thinking and sounding and doing. All the time, with private clients, with people who want to work with me, with people in my groups, people will ask me to listen to videos that they're doing or trainings that they're doing or recordings to get my feedback. And of course, you know, when you work with me, that's part of what I do. And every single time they preface everything with how horrible it is, how horrible they sound, what a disaster it is, how humiliated they are. They're not going to go do this or this or this or this because they sound so bad. They have these hopes and dreams of standing on a stage or doing videos or starting a podcast or even just being able to have a fluid conversation with their boss. They have all these dreams and ideas and goals, and that's how they get here. They don't like their voice, and they're always prefacing how awful it is. Now, let me say this. Yeah, when people get here, there's things we want to work on. Usually sound is stuck. Usually there's a disconnect from the breath. Maybe not sounding as confident. Probably not using all the elements of vocal variety. Of course there's stuff to work on. But the preface of the horror of how they sound every single time is wrong. Every single time is wrong. In fact, I remember one time there was somebody who, it's almost the opposite, right, is where I'm going with this. This woman sent me a recording and asked me to listen to it. And she really was telling me how great she was and how much she, the crowd connected with her and really raving about her work. And I actually felt the opposite on that one. I felt, oh my goodness, there's some pretty significant barriers here. So it's almost like whatever you perceive, we're receiving the opposite. But I've noticed it a lot lately. I have a lot of students right now who they've sent me footage to review and they've prefaced it with, ugh, I just really feel bad about this one. And every single time I come back and say, it's not horrible. It's not even close to horrible. In fact, I see improvement, or it's actually pretty good. But what's happening is you're allowing that perception to keep you from using your voice. That perception of what you think we're receiving is holding you back. It is keeping you from not putting your voice out there. It is keeping you from not saying what you need to say. It is keeping you from playing bigger. It is keeping you from feeling good about yourself and how you sound and what you say and what you're doing. And all of it is a big lie. And it's a big lie because why? Your subconscious is trying to protect you. Your message is in your heart. Your voice is the orchestra of the heart. So your subconscious really likes it when you don't use your voice in a big, bold way. Your voice, your subconscious really wants you to shut it down. So your subconscious, the more it can tell you that you're awful and that you sound bad and that nobody wants to hear you and that why bother, the more it can keep you from using your voice. And guess what happens then? You're safe and small. And that's what the subconscious wants. So you've got this internal driver that it, from the subconscious that's saying, hey, nobody, you sound awful. You shouldn't even bother people. People don't even want to hear that. And that story is covered in judgment. Judgment of yourself. And 99.9%, you've heard me say, of what you put out, how you perceive it, 99.9% of the time we receive it differently. So this judgment, it's this judgment thing. It's like the story kicks off. The story says don't. The story says stop. The story says horrible. You start judging yourself, and little by little by little over the years, you shut down. Now, I did a research study a while back. I heard someone say, nobody is born with a good voice. And I went, hold on a minute, because that's not what I believe. Of course, in typical Tracy fashion, I researched it for a year. And found out that yes, indeed, we are born with a delightful voice. If you have kids, you see them use all the elements of vocal variety. You see them, for the most part, boldly own their voice. So we've little by little by little by little shut the voice down. That's the psychology of the voice story. And it's all this perception of nobody wants to hear, you sound terrible. So we have to rewrite that internal story because that internal story isn't confident. You know, a lot of people teach confidence. There's even confidence coaches. And what I believe confidence is putting out a different product that gets you a different, or putting out a product that gets you a different response back. Example, every time you talk, nobody listens. Yet you continue to put out the same product with your voice and you're getting the same result. You've got to put out a different product to get a different result. And then when you get that result, then you start to build your confidence. Then you start to rewrite that driver. So when we talk about subconscious psychology of the voice, drivers, the internal driver and the external habit, we're basically rewriting them at the same time. There's a technique I'm going to give you for you to sound more confident. You're going to put that in the muscle memory. As you do, you're putting out a different product. You're getting a different response back. We're rewriting that driver that is based on a lie anyway. Now, that driver was probably written before you were five, and maybe you needed it then. In fact, I believe that every driver that was written, you needed for a time, but you didn't need it your whole life. So we have to rewrite these drivers. So that internal story is not confident. External product is not confident, but I can guarantee that we're receiving you as more confident than you probably feel. Now, is this the end all product? No, but I want you, the point of all of this is I want you to stop giving all your power away to the perception of what you think we're thinking. You're giving your power away off in the future, thinking about what we're thinking, and you have no hard data about what we're thinking at all. 95% of the time when I'm working with people and I say, you're off in the future, you're thinking about what we're thinking about, and you're worried about it. And every single time they say, that's right. And every single time I say, do you know what they're thinking? Do you have any hard data that says somebody told you you were awful? And pretty much about 98% of the time, I mean, there have been a couple of times where people said, yeah, actually I did. And we address that accordingly. But the majority of the people, every one of them is, no, actually I don't. It's a perception to limit your use of your voice, to keep you safe, to keep you protected. The story is about protection. The story is a lie, and it's keeping you in the future. When you're in the future, worried about or thinking about what we're thinking about, your voice isn't going to work properly. So you're handing all your power away to the future or even to the past because you only have voice power in the now. And you've got this spiral going. You're off worrying about what we're thinking because of this story. You've got another story that says we're thinking horrible things. You're pulling back, you're pulling back, you're pulling back. That's what's holding your voice back. That's it right there. Not that you don't know what you're talking about. Not that you're not an expert. Not that people don't want to hear what you have to say. It's that you perceive that. One of the things you have to do is you have to stay in the now. I mean, yes, we need to rewrite that psychology of the voice story. Chances are good it's put a bad driver in place that we want to rewrite. You must grasp the idea, and I'm slowing down here to make a point, that your perception is wrong, that your perception is not what we're thinking. And then you got to move right to the now and trust that you've got this. Trust that you've got this because in the future and the past and worrying about what we think, you don't have it. And we'll hear it in your voice. I can instantly hear it in somebody's voice when they're in the future. And so can you subconsciously, right? One of the questions that you can ask yourself when you have this perception, this driver inside going, nobody really wants to hear what you have to say. You really shouldn't say anything. Maybe you should just keep quiet. You don't sound very good. You really kind of sound awful. No wonder nobody listens to you. Whatever that driver, whatever that story that that subconscious is telling you, whatever it is, ask this question. Is this ultimately true? Is this ultimately true? Now, there's other things we can work on. There's other ways that, you know, it's important to get you back to the now. But ask the question, is this ultimately true? If that driver, if that perception is, I really sound stupid, which I can't even tell you how many times people have said that to me. I think I sound stupid, or I really sound stupid, or I'm worried about sounding stupid. is it ultimately true that you sound stupid? Now, what is ultimately true? Ultimately true is every single solitary time, like it is written in the heaven, that it is the truth. And if it is, okay, then we have to talk about that. Like I have brown hair. That is an ultimate truth. That is an ultimate truth. I could bleach my hair blonde, but it is not an ultimate truth that I am a blonde. Is it an ultimate truth that you sound stupid? Or is it your subconscious trying to trick you into playing smaller? Every single time you hear one of those perceptions about what we're thinking, you have two choices, in my opinion. Ask us what we're thinking, or ask yourself, is this ultimately true, or both? The number of people that show up and tell me what everybody's thinking and they've never even asked them blows my mind, right? We just hand that power away. Hand that power away. They must be thinking we're awful because we're not getting what we want. Did it ever enter your mind that you're not getting what you want because of how your voice is coming out? Example, you're all off in the future worrying about what we're thinking about. And so there's a hesitation in your voice. So you might not be getting what you want, and your voice might not be coming out the way that you want, and your voice might not be coming out as great as it could. But does the needle go all the way over to, I sound horrible? I sound horrible every time I use my voice. Do you have data on that? You know, you've come up against the research queen. You have data? If I've got data, I'll share it on this show if I've researched it. If it's just a thought of mine, I probably won't share it until I've proven it to myself 400 times. So do you have data that every single time you use your voice, you sound stupid? Or is a better perception, is a closer to the truth perception, I don't really sound stupid, but I sure would like to maybe sound a little more engaging. Okay, do you see the difference in that? Yet subconscious takes us all the way to these extremes because it is only in the extreme that we're going to shut down. You sound stupid. Okay, I won't say anything. But if the subconscious were to say, sounds pretty good. I think it would be cool if you had a little more vocal variety, sound a little more engaging, but overall, well done. Okay, if your subconscious said that, would it shut you down? No. That's why it doesn't say it. That's why the voice in your head does not tell you, well done, pretty good job. Hey, not bad. It says, oh my gosh, look at their faces. You are tanking, girlfriend. You are sounding pretty sucky, right? And that is just perception. Because I can pretty much guarantee you could pick something and tell me that it was sucky and or bad or awful and send it over, and I could find good in it. I guarantee you I could find good in it. In fact, I'd probably think it was all good. How can we move up from here? Because I don't hear voices as bad or good. I hear them as voices, and how can we make this even more captivating? So I really want you to pay attention to this one today, because in 30 years, I've never worked with anybody that didn't show up without a story. Even the people that aren't showing up, they've got a psychology of the voice story, and they've got drivers just like you. The difference is they aren't necessarily buying into the perception. Giving all the power to the perception, giving all the power to the future. And I want you to stop. I want you to stop giving all your power away. I want you to remember, hey, maybe that's just my perception. Maybe I just perceive they didn't get it. And then you know what you do? You ask. You ask them if they got it, right? You just perceive nobody gets it because you sound so stupid or you sound so awful, you're thinking, and you don't even ask. So you're validating all this use of your voice based on a perception coming from your subconscious that's goal is to keep you from using your voice. because your subconscious knows if you really use your voice, you're really stepping into maximum vulnerability. You're really stepping into power. You're really putting yourself out there, and that could be dangerous. You see the ruse? Perception, reception. Don't decide what we're thinking until you've asked us. And then we need to rewrite that story. We need to rewrite that story. Maybe you can rewrite that story without ever asking us. Maybe you're going to rewrite that story by asking us and getting enough proof that you don't sound boring or awful or whatever. And then if you do get the proof, guess what? That's really cool, because then you know exactly what you need to work on. But stop in this moment, right now, giving your power away to perception. And it will change everything. It will change everything in the way you use your voice, and it will stop you from holding back, not only on revealing what you have to say, but revealing who you are. And that's what psychology of the voice work is all about to me. How can I find the best version of you? How can I get you to reveal who you really are instead of revealing a bunch of masks because of what you think we want you to be? Okay? All right, I'm going to wrap it up there for today. But until I see you next time, you know what to do. Go leave me a review on iTunes. And get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com, and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.